Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We have in this week's parasha the pasuk, Ta'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elekecha, Shoel Me'imoch, Ki'im Li'yiras Hashem Elekecha, L'lechas V'chol Derochov, U'la'ava Yisrael, V'la'ava Yisrael, Hashem Elekecha, B'chol Levovecha, V'chol Nafshecha. Ba'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elekecha, Shoel Me'imoch, Ki'im Li'yiras Hashem Elekecha, L'lechas V'chol Derochov, V'la'ava Yisrael, V'la'ava Yisrael, Hashem Elekecha, B'chol Levovecha. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want for a person? Yira. L'lechas V'drochov. Ava, avoida, b'chol levavcha nafshecha. So, we all know that there's a famous Gemara, the Gemara asks in Brochus that the lashon of Mo Hashem Elekecha is a strange lashon. Mo Brochus of Amagimel. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want for you? Only Yirah Shemayim. What's the big thing? Speaking of Gemara, Otu Milzus Drosi. What Yirah Shemayim is a klein asach? The Gemara says, yeah, the Gabi Moshe Milzus Drosi. The Gemara says that the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a klein asach. The Gemara over there says over there, the lashon of the Gemara is Amar Rav Chanina Hakui De Shemayim Chutz of Yirah Shemayim Shenema Va'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Alakach Hashoel Meimoch Kim LiYirah Otu Yirah Shemayim Milzus Zutrosi. The Gemara says that, yeah, the Gavi Moshe Milzus Zutrosi, the Gavi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a klein zach, it's a small zach. And the Velt asked the Kasha, the famous Shaila, that Hello, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want for you? All he wants for you is a Yirah Yisrael. So the Gemara says it's a klein zach. What do you mean all he wants you? It's a big thing, Yirah Shemayim. So the Gemara says, no, the Gavi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small request. What does that help for the Pasuk? But the Pasuk wasn't talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, it's not a Milzus Zutrosi. It's not a klein zach. What does it help us that for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirah Shemayim was a small thing? But for Klal Yisrael, it's not. The Sasemes, in a few places, says a very, very interesting teretz. The Sasemes says that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to say something else. Haloi, the Pasuk over here, Haloi, the Pasuk, the pasuk says that Yira Lalaches Bedrochov Lavri Se Velavri. Four Riza Gedargas. First comes Yira, then comes Lalaches Bedrochov to go in the ways of Kutcher Bruchu, Lavri Se to love Hashem, Velavri to Hashem to serve Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu said all the Kutcher Bruchu wanted Yira, explains the Fasemis, what it means is that Yira is the opening, Yira is the psicha, Yira is the platform upon which a person afterwards gets to all the other dargas. Interesting, the Sasema says that what Chazal said in Shir HaShirim, Pischuli Kechuda Shamachad, open up a tiny hole in your heart, the size of a needle. The Sasema says that's Yira. Once a person has Yira, afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you get to the very high dargas of Ava and Alechas Bedrochov. But Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim explains the Fasemis means that everything else you need Fiyata Dishmayim for, all the other dargas of Ava, of Alavoy, the Lechaz Drachov was a very lofty dargas of Dveikus and Kutcher Brichu. For that, a person needs incredible Fiyata Dishmayim. Everything a person needs Fiyata Dishmayim for. But that already comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim means that you have to take care of Yir Shemayim. Once you work and you're Kleina, the meat of Yira, afterwards, the other very lofty dargas, which are much harder to work on, which requires much more siyata d'shmaya, will kick in, will already come by themselves. Says the Sasema is a beautiful thought. Says the Sasema is, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael was, that I started off with Yira, but the Yira was a springboard. The Yira was a springboard for all the other things. So when he said that Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu is a Milzus Zutrosa, Yira is small, he didn't mean relative to other people. Says in Sasemis, what the Gemara meant to say was Legabi Yira meant was because as a result of the Yira that Moshe had, he achieved Ava, he achieved Lavoides Hashem, he achieved the Laches, the whole Drachov. is proportionally relative to the huge lofty darkness that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha after Yira. Yira is a small thing. Yira is just the beginning. Yira is just the psicha. Yira is just the pisli shemachad. So what Moshe Rabbeinu meant was, well, because Moshe wanted Yira, because Moshe Rabbeinu already took the Yira, used it as a platform, used it as a springboard for Ava, for the Bachas Vatracha, for Lavoi. And Biyachas to where Moshe Rabbeinu got to, Ava and Leveches and Lavoid, here is Haka a small thing. Just without Yira, you can't get there because Haka with Eshamayim, what's the Yira Shamayim? So when Moshe Rabbeinu said it to Milzah Zutrusa, it's a small thing, he meant to say that Biyachas to the incredible Dargis, which Yira helped him access, so relative to that, the Yira is relatively small. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu coming to teach Klai Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to teach Klai Yisrael that the same way I, Al Yedei Yira, my Avod of Yira, was able to achieve all the other darugas of Ava, Lelechus Chodrach, and Lavoi, so in my life, relative to where I got to, Yira already is Zutrusa. Yira is only a small part of the puzzle. It's the primary part of the puzzle. It's the first part of the puzzle. It's the springboard for the puzzle. But it's not the end game. It's the beginning. Is the same way by me, I was able to experience the dynamics of the Tzvasemes. The Yira acted as a psichas hashar, it acted as the pizchul nikachud shemachar, which enabled and accessed and facilitated for Moshe Rabbeinu all the other wolfy darkness. Is the same way legabi me, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a milsus utrasa, because it opened up for me a whole new world of ruchnius possibilities. So too, in every yid can take the Yira. And Ayyidei the Yira turned the Yira into a Milsus Zutrasa because he can be Masik and he can attain incredible darkness of Ava, Lelechus Zutrasa, and Ava, and Hashem Olakecha, Ayyidei the Yira. And then, by every year, the Yira becomes a Milsus Zutrasa. That's the Moridika groundbreaking Sasemes on this week's Parsha, on why should it make a difference to us if Yira by Moshe Rabbeinu was a Milsus Zutrasa, when by us it's so difficult. The Sfasemes is saying that by Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a small thing at all. It was a challenge. Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say it's a Milsus Zutrasa relative to what comes afterwards, relative to the Ruchnius Dika harvest that comes as a result of a person opening his heart to Yira Shamayim. So a person says, okay, so how am I supposed to attain Yira Shamayim? Yira Shamayim is a very serious thing. So it's very interesting. Chazal Darshan on the pasuk of Atta Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. Chazal Darshan, famous Gemara in Menachos. Chazal Darshan, the lashon of the Chazal Zasal, I want to read it to you inside. Menachos Daf Mem Gimel on the base. Chayav Adam Levarch Mei Abrochus B'Choyim Shenema V'Atta Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. Al Tikri Mo El Mo Meya. We read it Meya. So it's a funny place to darshan Meya Brachos from the words of Ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimcha. Is the pshat is that Shteta Moir Dikazach Mamish? I would say something life changing. That a person by being machaven and brachos and making meya brachos v'choyim can attain Yira Shamayim. The lashon of the Sasemis is sheyesh b'chol davar bracha me'Hashem yisbarach rak ha'idei hachnas ha'odom leida ki quote unquote mahu by their shifles ve'yira mizdabik ba'achdos. When a person makes a bracha and a person thinks, oh, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who am I? And a person humbles himself in front of the Remus and the grandeur and the greatness of Kutcher Baruch Hu, he's able to be kind to the Midah of Yira. It's so hard, but it's so simple. And that's why Chazal Dafka darshaned the limud of Atikli Mo'al Lameya, Chazal darshaned the Meya Brachas. Dafka, they darshaned it from the Pasuk of Mo Hashem Elokecha to teach us that the derech for a person to be kind to Yira, because that's the chelik of the avodah that a person needs to do, is from Artikli Mo'ala Meya, that Meya Bracho is Bechol Yoyim, but that a person lives with the cognizance and the recognition and the knowledge that Kosh Bohu runs the world. Perhaps that's the Pshat. There's a Balaturim who says that, Balaturim speaks out that the Mishkan had 100 Adonim. Says the Balaturim that the Mishkan had 100 Adonim on the bottom to hold up the Mishkan, the foundation of the Mishkan, is Keneged Meya Brachos Bechol Yoyim. It always interested in me, what is the Meya Adonim, which is the foundation and which upholds the Mishkan, have to do with Meya Brachos Bechol Yoyim? There's an interesting Sforna in Parashas Bechukaisa. It's also Sasemis in the Likutim on Rosh Chodesh Adar, but the Sforna preceded him with a few hundred years in Parashas Bechukaisa, and the Pasuk of V'salachti B'soichachem V'yisem Lochem Le'elokim V'atem Tiyu Lilam. The Sforna speaks out of the Parashas Bechukaisa, V'salachti B'soichachem is referring to that, that the Shekhinah goes not only in the Mishkan, the Shekhinah goes sometimes even among Klal Yisrael. And when is that? I want to read you the Lashon of the Sforna inside. The Lashon of the Sforna is that, generally speaking, the Shekhinah only goes to the Mishkan, which is a communal place of the Ashras HaShekhinah. But he says there's another place with the Shekhinah in Shaira. That's the Salachti. Where is that? Ki amnam b'chomokim shiyusham tzadike hador, hi kodosh mishkan el-yon. With the tzadike mar, that's where the Shekhinah is. Why is that? See, it brings the pasuk that we read in the Haftarah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Hashemayim kisi. The Rebbe Yishma says, the entire Shemayim, the heavens, are my throne. La'aretz hadayim raglein, the world, the globe, the entire world is my stepstool. Ve'olzeh abit. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that doesn't interest me. You know what I look at? You know what I care about? You know where I am? Ani v'nechei ruach, somebody who's humble. V'chorid al dvorim, somebody who's scared. Somebody who has yirah Shemayim. Who cares about what I said? The Rebbe Yishma says, the whole world is mine. The whole world is mine. Shemayim kisi, v'osah zarai, ve'olzeh abit. But where do I want to put myself? Where do I place myself? Where do I feel comfortable? El oni u'nechei ruach, somebody who's humble, who's broken. V'chorid al dvorim, somebody who cares, who's concerned, who's fadaiget about what I say. That's Yir Shemayim. So the Yir Shemayim is a place where the Shekhinah feels comfortable to dwell. Elzeh abit oni necheru v'chorid al dvorim. Shteto, that Hagamdat is a Mishkan, but there's one other place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashri Shekhinah also, and that's in a person who has Yir Shemayim, v'chorid al dvorim. Elzeh abit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right there. Meilol, the Mishkan, which is the Hashras HaShekhinah of Yisrael, had 100 Adonim connected to Me'a Brachas. Because the Me'a Brachas represents a Klal Yisrael living a life of hachno, living a life with the cognizance of Yir Shemayim. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mecha Kiim LeYira. Mo is Me'a Brachas B'Choyim. That's what brings the Shekhinah into our lives. That's what reminds us that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Ze Abit Ba'Oni Nechei Ruach V'Chavir Al Dvorei. Kol Tov, a Guten Shabbos to everybody, and Hatzlochen all in Yonim.